You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, check us out on 910 The Fan on the AM side, 105.1 FM. And of course, you can take us on the go with that Odyssey app. Listen to us wherever you may be with that Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Running the three-man show today, it's Bishbucks, EB, and JP. But joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline, it's Commanders insider John Keim, who's probably had to write a ton of articles for ESPN.com about all the activity this week.
Oh, he's doing new podcasts every day.
John, is this more than what you expected from Adam Peters? We put up a Scotty's Vodka poll of the day, and people are more impressed by Adam Peters from what they've done this week than expected. How about you?
Well, I knew that what they kept saying was active, but not big splashes. And so I think that's followed suit. But it's been a little bit more, just a few more activity or signings than maybe I thought there might be, because it's kind of like you turn around and there's another one. But I knew they would be active. I just didn't know how active.
Which one is the most surprising? To me, honestly, just on the face of it, it was probably the Eckler deal. They didn't give him much money. I don't know. Any of them surprise you?
Surprise? I think maybe a guy like Bobby Wagner, only from the standpoint that, you know, prior to this, like, he would never have come here. And I know people in the past, like, oh, they got to go get him. Well, he wasn't coming here. There was no reason for him to come. He wanted to go play for a contender or stay on the West Coast. That was always my understanding. But you get, you know, he knows Dan Quinn, he knows Ken Norton, and now he's here. And so I think it's a mild surprise only because of what I just said. It's not surprising because of the relationships he has with these guys, with these coaches. And I don't know what his other options were, but I think the relationships here mattered. So that one may have been a little bit of a surprise. But the rest of them, Eckler, again, Anthony Lynn. So I think the surprise for me was not him signing, was them going to get him. I thought they might go that route in the draft.
Exactly.
But so that's what I mean, he's not the same guy that he was, which is why he was available and was a one-year deal. But he still can be productive. So, you know, that's why I say that. I thought they might go draft at that spot. They still could. And you also still want an experienced third down back. And that's right. What he is. So it makes sense.
Do you think that they're doing this? JP keeps arguing that they're doing this with the mindset that, hey, we could turn this around in 1 year like the Texans did.
I don't see it that way. And I think what this has suggested to me is, when you look at the deals, they're not long, these long-term deals. I don't know that they're – I haven't heard anybody say that. Mm-hmm. And every time I've talked to people over there just to casually, it's always – they understand where the roster was at. So to me, what these moves signal is a couple of things. One, get some veterans in here like Wagner, like Zach Ertz, like an Eckler who work a certain way and establish a tone, identity, a culture for your franchise in what you and how you want things to be. So I think – and they – one-year deals, right? And then some of the other guys are not getting big long-term deals, but they didn't get the big, big splashes. But it also suggests still wanting to build through the draft. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like these were responsible signings, and you're not jeopardizing the future with bad contracts. So you can still build the way you want. So I don't think we can turn around. And I don't even know that the Texans thought they could do that.
I think EB's mischaracterizing what I'm saying. I'm not saying that is their goal. Right. I'm just saying winning is not precluded.
No, I would agree with that. Yeah, I don't think – like nobody wants to go in there thinking you're not going to be a good team.
Right.
I think every team goes out there and convinces themselves like, hey, if this goes right, I think they have an idea of what level they're at.
Yeah, they're not mortgaging the future for a one-year turnaround. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is combination of better coaching, improved talent, last place schedule, I would not preclude them from having a significant jump. I'm not saying necessarily the Texans, but look at the Colts. Look at the Broncos last year. Their teams. Go back to the Giants the year before.
Teams
make a jump, and Dan Quinn and the staff, they're going to take this talent, and they're going to try and win as many games as possible, and I would not be stunned. Kind of depends on what happens in the draft, but I would not be stunned if there is a 4 or 5-win jump.
Oh, it wouldn't stun me either, and because the way the NFL is, you just don't know. And then injuries, and then what we also have to see is, whichever quarterback they draft, what's the impact?
Yes.
And because like
that's the biggest factor.
Stroud. Right. And CJ Stroud's impact was massive. So, but yeah, I would agree with that. I think it usually when you're going to hear stuff about the roster, you're going to probably hear it not as much on the coach's side. I mean, I know they would say, but when coaches get competitive. So you think, hey, if this goes right, we can do this. Mm. And so, yeah, I don't think they're going to certainly punt on the season. But, you know, because you're right. Like, here's so some of the things on defense. I mean, it was a 32nd ranked defense. Terrible. Mm. But you look at if you're the coaches, you're going to say, okay, you got this chess piece, and this is how we use them. It's going to be better. And so you're going to start, like, you're going to be better defensively because of that. You're going to be better offensively because of X. And so, yeah, you could see, I mean, it wouldn't shock me if they doubled their win total. I mean, it was brutal last year.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, I mean, if you get the 8 wins, that's a pretty damn good job. All right, let's talk about the Hal deal. Clearly, Hal was not in their future plans. I was just kind of surprised that they got a third rounder. I know they swap picks, but they get the better of the picks in the rounds. And now they've got 3 third rounders, 6 picks in the top 100. Maybe they move a couple of those and go up. Who knows? We'll see. But I thought that was a good deal.
Yeah, listen, it was a necessary deal. He wasn't going to stay here. The one thing you'd hear and the one thing I wondered is how long would they let it go, because you didn't have to do anything if you didn't want to. You know, if they didn't get an offer they liked, you could have held on to him to the draft and see where it went. And if you don't get it there, you could have held on to him till August, see where it was. The only problem is in doing that is that it creates a storyline in your first season that you really don't want. And so, yeah, no, it's a good move for Sam too. I think he's going to, you know, to go somewhere where you have a chance to be a backup behind a veteran quarterback. Whereas here you clearly were, you weren't in the future, you know, even if they had kept him, they're still focused on the rookie. So, and for their sake, they got more. I mean, they moved up in 2 rounds, essentially. Mm-hmm. And so you get 2 better picks out of this. That's good. And you now have more. I mean, the sweet spot for there's good depth in this draft. So to have 6 picks in the top 100 this year is significant. Mm-hmm. And this is where I go back to the free agency moves. Like you're filling in holes here. And now look at, like, they still need things. but they don't have to get a defensive end in one of those picks. Now, I would recommend it if you want, but you don't have to do this. You don't, you know, the spots you still have to address are tackle and corner, but tackle now, you can move up into the first round. Good depth of tackle, but, you know, so if you stayed in the second, you could get it, but you can move up now. And that's where they bought themselves more flexibility, or they got themselves more flexibility.
So what positions do you think they most still need to address?
Well, obviously tackle, because you don't have one, and then corner. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think you've got to address those spots.
When you said you don't have one, what actually do they have under contract on the roster at tackle?
Well, they have Wiley.
At tackle?
Well, Wiley. You don't have a starting tackle, and yeah, that's all that matters. Cornelius Lucas is still a free agent.
I brought up the kid they drafted last year. Daniels was a fourth-round pick.
He's not going to be a starter.
He was out all year. I'm not saying he's going to be a starter. Is he still on the roster?
Yes.
He is still here. They need a tackle.
Yes, they do.
Is he awful?
Will you tell? I was telling.
He's a backup.
He's still here. They need a tackle. I will say, and I don't want to make, but he did not show that he could be a starter in year two.
Right.
And he was hurt, but in training camp, he did not show that. So I think he's a long term project. So you cannot go into camp thinking that he could be your guy. I think you have to get a tackle, and he could also be a guy that eventually shifts to guard. But you cannot go in there thinking that he could elevate, like, based off what we saw last year. It's just that he did not look like he was close.
Yeah.
They need a tackle, need a corner.
JK, are you surprised they didn't try and keep Fuller or Curl?
Curl, not. I once they got to free agency, he was gone.
He didn't get a lot of money.
They didn't get a ton of money, though, either of them.
No, he did. No, he did not. And it's funny because last week I talked to someone who really, really likes him, and other people too, but one person in particular, and that's what he pegged him as, in the 6 to 8 range. And I think there was this perception or belief a year ago. I remember talking to people, some people are like, oh, he could get $13 million and this and that. And I almost wonder, you know, that it's going to maybe things were planted inside. I don't know what he thought he would get.
Right.
But they're certainly, you know, they liked him. But clearly when you're going this route, they were definitely disagreed on the financial aspect of it. And I also thought, like, once he started releasing some of these safeties, it was going to be tough for him to get what he felt he might want or warrant. Jordan Poyer, I mean, guys, Justin Simmons out there. And also Cam is a good safety and he's got versatility, but the knock has been he doesn't make big plays, and guys who make big plays get paid a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
So they re-signed Efe Obada yesterday. I like that. He's shown flashes. They re-signed Jeremy Reeves. Everybody loves that. That story, how well he contributes to the team on special teams, et cetera. We love what Jamison Crowder did in a limited opportunity to return last year. You know, he showed he still has some life left. Are there any other of their own guys that you would expect them to come to some sort of agreement with?
The one I was wondering about was Cornelius Lucas, because he's been a good backup.
Right.
And again, I think, you know, a few days ago, I thought maybe there was a shot. I'm not sure where that is at right now. But he would have been one of the other ones. So I really didn't expect a lot. You brought up Kendall Fuller. Like, mm-hmm. I think Kendall can still play. I think the hard part with him, he was 29 and he's had some knee issues that he's dealt with for a long time and played well with them for a long time. But when you start to get older, you just wonder, but the guy is a smart player and knows how to play.
Mm-hmm.
Lucas is the one that I'm kind of wondering about now, because again, I think there was a chance, but it hasn't happened.
What about other free agent targets that they could still grab? Anybody of note beyond just like sort of a body? Anybody that would be interesting?
I don't know that there's anybody of note. I think, I don't know because they're gonna sign a corner at some point, and
they're gonna have to sign some tackles.
They have to get a tackle too, but I also think they're gonna draft one. And I think, to me, it's smarter to draft one just because of the cost involved to get a quality one So I'd rather, if you're going to get a guy that's, you know, at this point, if you're not getting a top guy, then you may as well just draft one.
But you need depth, John, right? We just don't have depth.
You absolutely, yes. I think for depth, you're going to sign, you have to sign somebody. That's why I say, like, Lucas would make sense in that regard.
Yeah.
It's just that it hasn't happened. But you do need a guy like that. You need a veteran. I would want a veteran swing tackle who can help out. And, you know, I mean, there's so much, like, talent is really good, right? You want talent, but experience matters so much in this league. And I just remember watching, like, you know, standing on the sidelines, listening to conversations as guys come off the field, especially offensive linemen, and the things that they have to pay attention to and how experience helps. So, you know, I think, yes, I would want an experienced swing tackle for sure.
JK, do you have a vibe? It's probably purely a guess on your end, but you talk to people over there in Ashburn. Do you have a vibe on what quarterback they're really targeting it to?
It depends on who you talk to.
Oh, okay.
Because I do think there's going to be some who are going to favor. Listen, I think the public discourse on May and Daniels is probably similar to what might be going on somewhere in buildings. Because, you know, if you like Jaden Daniels, you're going to see X, Y, and Z. If you like Drake May, you're going to see ABC, and you're going to ignore some other things. The thing I keep coming back to now is, like, defensive coaches hate facing guys like Jaden Daniels. Mm-hmm. They just do. And, you know, I think the thing that you have to look at with him is how he has elevated his game and why. Why has he done that? And I think it's, you know, just a maturation of understanding what he needs to do and where can he then take it as he continues to do that. That's the question. And I think for May, the question is, like, you know, there are definitely times he misses layups. And does that change in the NFL? Typically not. But he's got the size, and he does, like, you watch some of his tape, and there are definitely Sunday plays where messy pocket, you know, have to slide, have to reset, have to get over the middle. You see that. But I tend to go back to defensive coaches hate to face guys like Jaden Daniels, but that's trying to read tea leaves. But the one thing I'll say with this group too is, and you saw it during the coach search, they're very patient with their process, and there's no reason to you know. I talked to somebody who's very close to Adam Peters, and he's like, I have no idea what he wants to do.
Right.
He won't give me anything.
Let me ask you this, John. When he was there, do you guys know what his role was in the drafting of Lance? And this is not to indict him on anything, but it's just like, maybe he is enamored with that skill set and wants another crack at it, or maybe he feels burned by it. Like, I wonder how that affects him.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny, because even talking to people, I talk to people who, you know, I talked to our ESPN reporter out there who's very tied in. He's like, he doesn't really know what it was. I would say, like, Adam Peters is not making the decision on that. You're not going to make a trade up for a guy like that unless the coach and the GM, John Lynch, are on board, period. Mm-hmm. But the difference is, to be honest, I didn't think Trey Lance was any good.
So, I didn't either, like, coming out.
I think, like, Jaden Daniels is 10 times better than Trey Lance.
Yes.
I mean, Trey Lance was a promise, and, like, you'd watch him, and it's like, he's inaccurate, and, like, his highlights, he's a big guy who's running over guys at that level, but that's not going to fly in the NFL. So Jaden Daniels is a different dude. So if they go for him, it's not because of the style. I mean, well, let me say this. In part, it could be because of style, because you want guys who are that mobile. But Jaden Daniels is far less of a risk than Lance. And the other thing is, they traded up for Lance. That's what I didn't understand.
Yep. They botched that one, man. That's just a big swing and a miss.
And here's the thing. So this is where you need to get to. And this is why these draft picks are important. Because they botched that trade and they made it to the Super Bowl a couple of years later.
Right.
Because you had the roster, because you built, like, they built through the draft so well that they could withstand a massive mistake like that.
Right. And then and getting Trent Williams and McCaffrey were huge.
Correct. And yeah. And then you identify a QB in the later rounds that you think has a chance to develop. Clearly, you didn't know he'd be this good, but you think he has a chance to develop in your system. And you make a smart move. That's why, to me, like, I'm going, you know, you go quarterback at number two, and next year I'm taking another guy later in the draft, just because.
Just in case.
John, we got to run. Great stuff as always.
All right, guys. All right.
John Keim covers the Commanders for ESPN.com here on The Junk.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Been talking a lot about the Commanders all week with all of the free agency moves that Adam Peters has made. And then the trade of Sam Howell yesterday. We've got the upcoming draft. One of the guys we haven't talked about that much because the assumption is he's going number one to the Chicago Bears is Caleb Williams. But wondering if you think Adam Peters might trade up. He's got more draft capital now. They moved from the sixth round to the fifth round and the fourth round to the third round with this trade of Sam Howell. Could they have a package in mind to move up to number one to potentially draft Caleb Williams?
I don't think this haul necessarily gives them more ammunition, right? Because you're not going to be trading a third or a fourth round pick to move up to get Caleb. If you're going to move up to get Caleb, it's going to take multiple firsts. And so,
But usually they toss in like a third.
Yeah, but I don't think they've got extra ammunition to do that. That was sort of the, like, was that the goal? I don't think so. I think they're going to stay pat at two, and they've got at least two great options in Jaden Daniels or Drake May.
I'll say, when we did the bit where we had the boards and we had to come up with our, it was supposed to be, you watch the film, what do your eyes tell you? Who do you think are the best guys?
Mm-hmm.
And I just watched highlights, and highlights can be very deceptive.
Everybody has highlights.
But Caleb did impress me the most. And all of them had great throws, but just he had great throws with guys that were about to sack him.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas every one of Jaden Daniels' highlights that I watched, he had pretty clean pockets. Mm-hmm. Drake May had some other ones too. Like he had the left-handed one. He had some other ones, but it seemed like Caleb was the most spectacular, just by my eyes, and it's not outrageous. That's what most people say. Guy won the Heisman last year before Jaden Daniels won it this year. I wouldn't have a problem with it if they moved up to go and get Caleb. If Cliff Kingsbury believes he's the next coming of Patrick Mahomes and they're convinced.
Well, it depends on what Chicago feels about Caleb.
What do you think about Chicago's
moves
yesterday?
If Chicago feels about Caleb, hey, we think he's a 10 out of 10. And Daniels and May, we think at best are 8 out of 10. Well, that's a pretty big gap. Why would they trade out and take the lesser quarterback just to get a couple of, you know, extra number one picks? I don't think they would do that. This is a huge draft for them.
Justin Fields is as good as Caleb Williams, and now they add Keenan Allen to the mix. So they traded a fourth round pick for Keenan Allen. The Chargers have no receivers. They cut Mike Williams.
They drafted Quentin Johnston from last year in the first round. So they've got a young first rounder. Yeah. But yeah, for the most part, you're right.
People say you can outrun the cap. Not the Chargers. They had to whack some players.
Well, because
big time.
And Bosa restructured his deal. So. Yes. Yeah, you're right. They were in cap hell.
But the Bears now have DJ Moore, who they brought in last year to help Justin Fields, and he was a good addition to that team. And now they've got Keenan Allen.
Mm-hmm.
So Ryan Poles could be setting themselves up in Chicago to deal that number one pick like they did last year, get it out of the haul, and think that, hey, we'll give Justin one more season, and now there are no excuses for Justin Fields because not only does he have one good receiver, he's got two.
I would find it hard to believe, but I could be wrong. Yeah,
I think it's too hard to pass up on the shot. You just got to take the shot.
But they did it a year ago.
Right, but he didn't show you enough.
Yeah, I mean, Justin Fields was just okay this year.
Yeah.
Showed signs, but
my point is they could have drafted C.J. Stroud last year, could have drafted Bryce Young last year, and they decided to make a deal.
Well, because you know they had Fields for 2 years. Now they've seen him for three. I think it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't going to give up on him after two because they drafted him in the first round a few years ago. But now, after seeing him for three, I would be very surprised if they traded that one pick and went with Fields again.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
And then
Let's say Washington. Would
Commanders fans want... I mean, you're a Commander fan. Mm-hmm. Would you want to trade all that draft capital to go get Caleb versus staying with Daniels or May?
Not particularly, but if they put it this way, if they brought in Caleb Daniels, I would be excited like anybody else.
Caleb Williams.
You potentially have arguably maybe the best player in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
But I also would be super excited for Jaden Daniels. Like, I think he would be a huge, like, fan favorite. Drake May was honestly, and may end up being the best of the three. He's going to be the most boring. He's going to be the most sort of
not if
like
he's throwing touchdowns.
Wait and see. Let's see what we got. Yeah. I don't know how excited the fan base is going to be. Not that that should factor in.
Yeah.
But for me, I would be more excited for Caleb and Jaden than I would be.
But now
for
that
Drake.
Adam Peters is acquiring all these draft picks, and you know Rivera and that staff acquired some extra ones trading Chase and Montez. But you've got six picks in the top 100. Do you really want to trade some of those now when you're trying to build the roster? And maybe a number one
not
from next year.
Not when you have other very, very highly ranked guys right there.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
It's not like it's Caleb Daniels, Caleb Williams,
and then nobody. Yeah.
You know, you got other guys that are legit, you know, like two and three potential picks.
I agree with you, but let me just make the case for why they might.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's going to happen. But their May evaluation may be that there's a huge gap between Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels and Drake May. Their evaluation might be Caleb Williams is a difference maker, a la C.J. Stroud. The other guys could be starting quarterbacks in the league, but they're not going to turn into, they may say Drake May, yeah, he gets comp to Josh Allen. He's not going to turn into Josh Allen. He's not going to turn into Justin Herbert. He could be just a guy, right? And same thing, the evaluation for Jaden Daniels, they may be like, he's too skinny. What was that guy that called in? Or maybe it was the guest said nobody under 205 pounds succeeds.
Well, I bet you in his pro day he's going to be more than 200 pounds, but who knows?
Mm-hmm. You know, they might just say, look, the guy, I looked at it. I mean, you watch those highlights and you can see spectacular hits on him,
yeah,
and you may think he's not going to survive in the NFL based on
it's
frame.
It's definitely a concern.
We just had somebody on talk about Bryce Young a couple days ago about Bryce Young's frame and
well, Mark Packer talked about it.
Yeah. So you might say, I don't know this, you might say as an organization, we're not really as high as, you know, the mock drafts of the world on Drake May and Jaden Daniels, everybody. To us, it's a one quarterback draft at the tier. It's Caleb.
So we should go. But then you go back to Jason's point. Well, then Chicago will have the same opinion in all likelihood.
Probably.
Do you think the Bears are saying, no, Caleb, he's way down the list and Daniels is much better? I don't think so either. So
I don't think so, but I read all these articles. Nobody knows what Ryan Poles is thinking.
Well,
and Justin Fields hasn't been dealt. Now they traded for another receiver. So is that to set up Justin Fields for success or to set up Caleb Williams for success?
I would believe the reports in the media that they just haven't gotten a good offer for Fields. All right, let's hit the calls.
Let's go to Andre in Manassas. Hey, Andre, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Dre?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. So I probably would not go with I would not trade him. You know, if he falls to us, he falls to us. It is what it is. I'll basically take, in terms of Caleb Williams. The one thing I would say about it, though, however, I am not necessarily ready for Mariota to be our quarterback. I understand the trade-off. You know, we needed to get to this point.
Why? Mariota's not really a factor. He's a backup.
I you know what? That may be true, but, you know, going into this season, I firmly believe all these quarterbacks, the first, second, third pick of those drafts, they all need to sit a year. Even Caleb Williams, I know everyone likes him, and he's as good as he's
great. They just don't sit, though. I agree with you, but they don't sit. They all play.
I know they don't sit, but I think they need to sit. I mean, if Adam Peters is going to be, you know, the next coming, you know, he needs to be foreshadowed and seeing, you know, and maybe these guys is it. You know, Caleb Williams is a 30 and fumbles, or, you know, I know we couldn't get off the fact that Sam Howell had all these sacks in college and it came with him into the league. I can't see how someone has like 30 fumbles in college and all of a sudden that's not going to happen again in day one. So, you know, the whole thing I'm saying is whoever comes in, I think they need to sit, and I'm not ready to see Mariota. I realize it has to happen. I guess I just wasn't expecting. It hit me last night. Holy crap, what is the possibility Mariota might be our starting quarterback.
If I recall, you were kind of a howler, right? At one point, you kind of argued for running it back with better coaching and a better offensive line, right?
Yeah, I think you did.
I mean,
so that affects, that clouds your judgment in the future. You just got to get over it.
No. I mean, Howell's gone. I mean, you listen, at the end of the day, when you sit back and you take your feels out of it and you looked at the last like 9 games, you realize, oh, this was pretty rough. So, you know, I think the team did the right thing. My whole thing was just, I just wasn't prepared to, you know, going into the offseason that Mariota might be our starting quarterback next year.
He's not
going to
be. Listen, I got news for
you. Man.
Listen, Andre, God bless you. They're going to start whoever they pick at number two.
Yeah.
I think you're right. They would behoove all of them to sit a year or sit 6 games or 8 games.
It's just not the way it is now.
But it's just not the way.
Yeah.
If they draft a quarterback with number two, they're going to play him week one.
Yeah. Because you want to try and get as much out of him before that,
even if he's
huge
awful
quarterback deal comes in 4 years.
The guy could come in here and miss everybody and forget the plays. They're going to still start him in week one.
Right. Got a bunch of people that want to chime in. Caleb Williams, do you want to see Adam Peters' next move be moving up to number one to draft Caleb Williams? But let me tell you about the champions of the world, Argentina and Messi. They're making their way to Philadelphia. Argentina is going to be matched up against El Salvador in preparation for Copa America. Friday, March 22nd. It's at 8 p.m. at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. El Salvador, in their preparation match to the World Cup, will face Messi's national team, who is number one in the world ranking. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster. Argentina versus El Salvador on Friday, March 22nd at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Still to come on the show, John Feinstein joins us at 8. We've got our $10 to 10K challenge coming up at 8:20. It's a reboot, right? I wasn't here last Friday because I was in Florida and the pick didn't hit. So yep. We got to start at $10 again.
Yep. It's all right.
But we'll need your picks coming up at 8:20 for that. And we'll talk some movies in the 9 o'clock hour with Kevin McCarthy, but we're talking about Caleb Williams. Right now, the Commanders have the number 2 pick. But we saw yesterday that Adam Peters moved Sam Howell, improved their draft picks, changed a 6th rounder into a 5th rounder, a 4th rounder into a 3rd rounder. They're loaded with a bunch of picks in the top 100. Do you want to see them trade up from number 2 to number 1, which is going to take a lot of draft capital, most likely, so that they can take a swing at Caleb Williams? Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067 is the number.
All right, let's go to Ron in Stanton. Ron, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Good morning, fellas. So my opinion is, it's probably not going to be very popular, but I'll be honest with you, what would Joe Gibbs have done? He would have gave Sam Howell a chance. He would have gave that man an offensive line. He would have probably gave him some weapons such as Marvin Harrison Jr. That's what I was hoping the direction would have been.
You However, wanted to actually stick with Howell.
I would have stuck with Howell. I mean, honestly, I know the wide receivers was not getting any separation, but honestly, that offensive line was not giving him a chance to sit back and do his reads, and also the wide receivers not completing their routes. I mean, it was like 2 seconds he was running for his life. 21 interceptions. He was forcing the ball in. He had no chance. I hope he goes out to Seattle and shows off. I really do. I wish the man the best. I don't think we gave him the opportunity. Joe Gibbs won 3 Super Bowls, 3 different quarterbacks.
We don't need to litigate Sam Howell anymore.
So he's gone. So that being said, what would you do? Would you stay at 2 or would you trade up?
I mean, we gotta try to get Caleb, in my personal opinion, because the other quarterbacks do not thrill me. If we don't get Caleb, I would go after Harrison Jr., and then try to get a quarterback later on. The guy from North Carolina, Daniels from LSU, he had weapons surrounding him with them wide receivers down in LSU. I'm not really enthusiastic about it. I just feel like we can get a quarterback later on in the draft. Because I don't think some other guys are going to make it out.
Look, CJ Stroud had weapons, and he had first round picks at receiver at Ohio State. I mean, he had Marvin Harrison. Just because you have them doesn't mean you're not good. I mean, they obviously are. That was a good team. It's a great team, but just because you don't have first round picks at receiver doesn't mean you can't be good at the next level. Mm-hmm. I mean, certainly a benefit, but. C.J. Stroud had great receivers in college, and he had an unbelievable rookie year.
Just one last point on how I know J.P. asked Jason, what are you going to remember him for? J.P.'s going to remember him for all the interceptions.
I was unprepared
sacks.
For that. Just
I know.
I was unprepared.
Jason said you're going to remember for being tough or whatever.
I didn't say the interceptions. I said
the
sacks.
Yeah. What I remember him for, what I will
just
remember him
one.
For, it will be throwing for almost 4,000 yards and 21 touchdowns with terrible coaching, terrible offensive line, mediocre play calling, and, you know, a disappointing finish to the season. So
yeah, I'll remember
I
all that, too.
I think they have to move on, and it's the right thing. But I think there's still a lot of good left. You could still salvage something with that kid, I think.
He could be somebody. I tend to think he's probably going to end up kind of in a Drew Lock, Taylor Heineke
path. That's the
path.
Way it looks right this second. But let's see. See if he gets another opportunity. Let's go to Ellis. Ellis, what's up? What would you do? Would you move up to get Caleb, or are you happy with either May or Daniels?
What's going on, guys? Good morning. I actually will move down, but I will tell you, moving up to get Caleb will not cost the draft capital that I think you guys are saying it will. Because think about it. If you're the Bears, if you don't want Caleb, who do you want? You want Marvin Harrison Jr. You want to pair Marvin Harrison Jr. with Fields. And so to get Marvin Harrison, you got to move to two with us. If you move down to three or you move down to five or six with the Giants, you're not getting Marvin Harrison Jr. So we can play hardball, give them like two twos because they have to go at they have to move to number two in order to get Marvin Harrison Jr. What do you think of that?
I just don't think they're going to pass on the top quarterback in the draft 2 years in a row.
Yeah,
and I just don't think they're going to do it. Fields hasn't shown that much.
And why do they need Marvin Harrison Jr. if they just picked up Keenan Allen? Now, I know Keenan Allen's a bit older and has some injuries.
He's 38 years old.
He's not that old.
He's still a good receiver, but I don't know if you can get away with two twos. I have no idea.
Doubtful.
It seems like if you're going to trade the top overall pick, you're going to have to give up a future one, but I have no idea.
For sure.
Yeah.
At least one, I think.
And I just don't think they're going to stick with Fields. I mean, I know some people think that. I just don't see it. I don't see it.
They're kind of in a similar position. Washington. The opportunity has presented itself. It's probably too great. They can't pass on it again. They're just going to have to draft a quarterback there, whoever it may be. I think it will be Caleb. Maybe they'll hold on to Fields.
Keenan Allen is 31, but he had 108 catches last year for 1,243 yards with 7 touchdowns. Yeah. He's still producing.
He's not 38.
Let's go to Gus in Arlington. Gus, would you trade up for Caleb?
Morning, guys. Yes, I would definitely trade up, but you guys just brought up the point. Bears trade for Keenan Allen. Now Marvin Harrison isn't as much of a need, so number two is not going to be as attractive to the Bears anymore. They're going for Caleb.
Yeah.
I'd probably want to trade down to the Arizona and use that Marvin Harrison leverage to go to number four and just pick up picks. But we have to get QB somewhere. So I was for Drake May, but now Jaden Daniels. I really just want Caleb, but I don't know.
Look, I don't think it's likely to happen, but what if they really like Jaden Daniels and they – from their perspective, is like, well, we'll just trade down one spot. And Jaden Daniels is very similar to Justin Fields. They haven't been able to get anybody for Justin Fields. So they figure that it's a situation where Jaden could potentially sit a few games, watch Justin Fields, and then they got their quarterback in Jaden Daniels. There are some red flags with Caleb Williams. Some people say his dad's a nightmare.
Right.
He's doing the no agent bit, right?
I don't know. I would be surprised he's doing no aid. Who's going to negotiate deals for him?
Well, just have lawyers look at the
okay. Yeah, so he's going to have
verbiage.
Somebody.
Yeah.
I think Bobby Wagner had no agent.
Yeah. Some guys do it. Lamar did it. Let's go to Sergio in D.C. Sergio, would you move
Good
up?
Morning.
Would you give up the draft capital, whatever it takes, to move up to get Caleb, or are you happy to stick it to?
Three things. First thing, I would definitely move up to get Caleb. Absolutely. Bring him home. Two, I like everything that Peters has done so far in the draft. Only thing I don't like is Marcus Mariota. I feel like he's trash and he's a quitter. So,
right.
Like, I don't really see the type of veteran teachings that he could give to like someone like Caleb or like Jaden Daniels. I just don't see it personally. But as far as everything that they've done so far, I'm loving it. So right. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. I do think that there's a bit of a red flag here, a fear of Caleb coming to D.C. You know, like a chase. I don't want to revisit the chase thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, with just the hometown kid coming. That's a lot of pressure. It's going to be enough pressure as it is. Mm-hmm. You don't need that added intensity of all your high school coaches, all your high school teammates, you know, all your aunts and uncles and everybody here locally. It's just an extra
thing. It's probably a lot to deal
that
with.
You don't need to add.
Yeah. This is an article by David Suggs, and he notes some stuff about Carl Williams, who is Caleb's dad, and how he has control over Caleb's life to an extent. And says that there are red flags. He explains, says the elder Williams plays a pivotal role in his son's day-to-day affairs. He even contacted agents to see if Caleb could scoop up a minority ownership stake in whichever team drafted him, per The Athletic. Connected to Carl Williams' control over his son's career is Caleb's lack of an agent. Carl Williams is wary of agents, according to The Athletic, and his son still does not have one as the NFL draft approaches.
That doesn't mean he's not going to have one.
Yeah, and he may be a great father. I remember somebody pointing out that he said something like, "I've had this all planned out since he was 10 years old," and that can be fine, but there have been some athletes, I think somebody made a stretch and said, well, that sounds like Todd Marinovich's dad. Mm-hmm. I don't think he went to that extent where Marinovich, right, had never even had like a soda in his life.
No Twinkies.
Something like that.
Then he went crazy.
Robo QB.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Joe in Manassas. Joe, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Junks? Love the show as always.
Thanks,
hey,
buddy.
I just wanted to say, I wouldn't move up. I mean, there's too many things that are telling me not to move up. You're telling me you want that guy to be the leader of your men on your team? Come on, man. Like, I'm taking my chances with Jaden Daniels. There's too many. When there's smoke, there's fire, man. And I don't like that. I don't like his dad. I don't like the no agent. I don't like any of that stuff with him.
Yeah, there are definitely some red flags. I don't think they're major. You know, some people made a deal of the fact that he didn't give his medicals to all 32 teams.
Mm-hmm.
What he said was, he said, the main thing just has been, it was a decision with my family and my team, and it really came down to not all 32 teams can draft me. So why give all 32 teams my personal medical things?
Yeah, kind of.
And don't you get that prima donna vibe?
A little bit.
Like, maybe.
I mean you got to get that from the guy. I mean,
so I mean, you like just, Daniels?
I don't want that guy leading my franchise. Yeah, I love Jaden Daniels. I'm not a big Drake May fan. I looked at a lot of tape like UEB, the little film study. I'm not feeling my Drake May guy, and I'm a Carolina guy. Mm-hmm. I'm just not feeling it. And I know, Bish, you're big into Drake May. But, dude, I've seen a lot of clean pockets with a lot of throws that were with open receivers, that receivers are jumping, diving for balls. I was like, I don't know, man. It looks like more of a little bit of a project. I feel like Jaden Daniels has got a little bit of game changer in him, and he can do some things that, yeah, that's wanted in the NFL, that's needed.
So, and yeah, Dan, I mean, Quinn did call him a game changer Friday on this show.
Yeah.
Happy Fridays, boys.
All right, thanks, you too, buddy.
The Drake May deal, I agree with them that some people point to him missing easy throws, and it does seem like he might be somebody that needs a little more development. But Packer came in here yesterday, lives in Charlotte, and he loves him.
Yeah, it depends on who you talk to. I mean, really.
But didn't Josh Allen come into the league with some of those things that he wasn't able to hit some of like
and
the layups
first year,
and his accuracy?
He did struggle a little bit.
Yeah, it took till, I mean, by year
three.
This
is what you
got to
hope. This is what you got to hope. Whoever you draft, I mean, they both have, neither of them are perfect. All right. May or Daniels. Whoever you draft, that staff's got to make them better. Just make them better.
100%.
Coach them up.
Coming up next, Fridays with Feinstein, right here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.